This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every team asks me, and I've been completely open about everything. And it's something that I had to go through, and I got through it. And like I said, this point forward, I'm just focused on moving on with my career at the Ravens.
That's Mike Green speaking for the first time as a member of the Ravens, talking about being questioned about accusations against him in pre-draft process. And he says every team he talked to asked him about it. To be clear, there were two sets of accusations, one in high school, mm-hmm. one at Virginia. He never had any charges filed against him in either case, though.
No, and I don't believe we'll ever know exactly what transpired in either case. We do know that this young man will have a different sort of spotlight on him, and he already did through the draft process. Mm-hmm. So this is a top 15 talent who fell more than 12 and 15 spots into the second round. I read Jonas's piece in the Banner.
We talked to Jonas at
4. Jonas talked to several of his high school coaches. He talked to people, I think, who may have coached against him in high school. He spoke to position coaches and head coaches of his at college, and that includes some people at Virginia and Marshall. There's a lot of people who are willing to put their name to this young man and vouch for him with with vigor.
Yeah, confidence.
It was also interesting to me, though, some of these people said that the Ravens
didn't
talk to them about Mike Green at all through the process. So that, you know, I found a little odd. And they did concede that they talked to some teams who it was clear these teams were not totally comfortable with drafting Mike Green, at least not drafting him in the first day of the draft. And look, he's walking a fine line here where you have to acknowledge that this is why you're a Baltimore Raven with pick number 59. Those circumstances, those allegations are why this happened. He also is not going to want to live in the past, and he's not going to want to dwell in the past. And legally and otherwise, I'm sure he's been told there's only so much you should say. Let's face it. The team bought themselves, 10 days to coach him up before
yes.
this happened,
yeah.
right? They didn't make him available the night he was drafted. Rookie minicamps basically, you know, over a week later.
They only want
him saying so much about it.
Yeah, and after talking about it yesterday, unless something else happens or something else comes up, that's probably the last time he's going to speak on the record in a podium sense.
Yeah, unless there is additional reporting or things that come forward about what's happened in the past, or unless there are anything else that happens to him in the future, mm-hmm. I would think that, he and the team would look at this as we addressed it. Now, is he really saying anything here? No. Did I expect him to say much of anything? No. Does he sound like this kid clearly, I think has some smarts to him. He's in his tone. It sounds to me like someone who very much understands sort of the gravity of the situation.
More from Mike Green speaking yesterday, talks about falling in the draft.
Yeah, of course. Of course it's tough. Just knowing that you got first round potential, and just knowing that regardless what team that you was going to go to, that you just wanted a chance to get out of the first round. And then that was a goal that I set for myself. Didn't really get to get that goal, but coming to the Ravens was a blessing in disguise. And I live by that, and I mean that. I honestly can say I don't think there's a better program or franchise that I can be a part of than the Ravens. So I'm blessed to be here. It's an honor. I'm ready to get to work.
I think he used the term blessing in disguise a few times. And then we've had people from the outside looking in say the Ravens' stability, it's a good organization for him. Jason, what do you think of that part of it?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I mean, I think there are obviously a lot of people who are established in this league and as some of the best at what they do. I have a hard time. And then, like, are there lesser organizations? Absolutely. Are there less winning organizations, less organizations with less established coaches, less proven coaches? Yes. I can't tell you whose player development department is necessarily better than whose. You have to really kind of have inside information to know what these kids are being told, how they reach the kids, what things they've nipped in the bud, what things they've allowed to fester. So I don't know how to sort of vouch for that.
Stability is inarguable, though. They're like,
no, but is that what's going to prevent somebody? I don't even know exactly what happened in these two instances.
Yes.
So I there were a lot of teams that could use a Mike Green football player on their roster who chose to abstain despite that. The Ravens ultimately did not anymore at pick 59. Would he have gone to pick 60, 61, 62, 63? And would those teams have been better equipped to handle it? I don't how do you answer? I don't know. I do not know. Well, I don't have that information.
It's also hard to say because the Ravens haven't really swam in these waters in terms of draft picks with these
Correct.
Type of accusations. So from that perspective, it is kind of difficult.
More from Mike Green, who spoke yesterday, talks about joining a team with strong defensive history.
It means a lot. This team has a lot of great culture that's been going around. And you got to think about the guys that's been through here. Ray Lewis, Terrell Suggs, and so forth. It's just like, it means a lot more since I'm a defensive player as well. And just seeing all those great defensive players walk through here, it means a little bit more for sure.
He was, and granted, it's obvious he's been coached up a little bit. I was impressed with Mike Green, the speaker. I didn't know
yes.
what to expect from him
neither.
At all. Yeah, so like and quite frankly, I was impressed with all three kids who spoke yesterday. And he is Peebles and Malachi Starks.
Yes. And again, like I any sort of impressions or things I have, excuse me, the number of people who were willing, who know this young man, and not just Eric DaCosta. I spent 90 minutes talking to him. People who have had him come to their office at 8 a.m. and come to their house at 8 p.m. and have spent private moments with him and have had him confide in them. A number of those people spoke to Jonas Schaefer and were overwhelmingly emphatic about this young man's character and judgment and leadership. So I put a whole lot more into, you know what I mean, into that than anything that happens in the first sort of staged media availability after the Ravens have sort of coached him up. And again, I would implore you, check out Jonas's piece, yeah, piece in the banner.
Before we step out, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention the Ravens did sign a swing tackle over the weekend. Joseph Noteboom, who was most recently with, well, he spent his career with the Rams before now signing with the Ravens. Jason, your thoughts on the veteran swing tackle?
Well, they need one, and especially after we find out that Emory Jones is going to be dealing with major shoulder injury for a period of time. And if they're saying we think he's ready for camp, he might not be ready for camp. And I already said I didn't even – before we knew about the extent of any injury, I think we all were in agreement.
Yeah.
He can't just be given the job.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was something they had to do. I'm glad they did it. We'll see what they do to fortify the defensive side of things. They should still be in those markets.
Coming up next, time for some necessary roughness. Mike Elias spoke to the media pregame on Friday. What did he have to say and what did we think of it? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.